I know that voting in the United States is a two-party system. Every president since 1852 has been either a Republican or a Democrat. But as to the election itself, I find it very complicated. So could you explain it?
Sure. What do you want to know?
First, are there any requirements for a candidate? I mean, not everyone here can be president, right?
Exactly. To be president, you must be a born citizen of the United States, be at least 35 years of age, and have been a resident of the United States for 14 years.
Well, that's sensible. Then who can vote?
Anyone who has reached the age of 18. But a citizen must first qualify as a voter by becoming registered. If you move to a new place, you have to register again.
I don't understand why they have to do this.
Well, theoretically, the registration system has been designed to eliminate fraud.
I see. I also want to know how presidents are elected.
That's the most complicated part. The U.S. presidents are elected indirectly. The voters are really voting for electors in each state. Most of them are Democrats or the Republicans. Usually, smaller parties have little chance.
How many votes must a candidate earn in order to win the election?
At least 270 of the 538 electoral votes cast nationwide. That's an absolute majority. And then the inauguration won't take place until January 20th the next year.